I had a thought, and the thought turned into an idea. The idea led to some more thoughts, and the topic was murder hobos. Well, actually, no, the topic itself wasn't, but just led in that direction. The question of a murder hobo is, why is it the way they do it? They just roam around the countryside, killing everything, upsetting the ecology and the balance of things. Yeah, that's a topic unto itself. I think I've touched on the topic, how I actually track the ecology of areas, so that when certain large predators get killed off, smaller creatures become more dominant. Anyway, the point I was thinking was lack of respect. When we have a situation where people respect their country or respect their culture, they don't want to mess with things too much. They know that other people are going to find out, and that's going to lose respect. Now, in many people's eyes, experience points are rewarded based on completing quests. And there are quite a few instances in the books, that I've seen at least in the older ones. If you go back to, say, Dungeon Issue 58 that I happen to have read recently, the characters need to rescue some people who a disease has taken over them, and they're attached to trees. The idea is to free them from the trees, but they don't look like diseased people. They sort of look like kind of monsterish, and so it's understandable from the perspective of the book that characters are going to likely freak out and attack them and kill them before realizing they're actually just local people that need to be rescued. And the book talked about giving full XP if the characters work this out, and half XP if they don't work it out, and no XP if they work it out but kill them all anyway. And I go, wait a second, these aren't exactly zero level peasants we're talking about, where you just go, oh, I kill it, and you auto hit. They are technically creatures. There is a combat involved, but yet the whole point of the XP is based on morality. So that was like, oh, hang on a second, I don't remember there ever being moralistic rule systems for XP. If XP is non-specifically attached to doing the right thing, you get no XP for doing the wrong thing. And so that's a concept I think that a lot of us might have forgotten about. Maybe the alignment system came in after the fact, and as a result, they determined that DMs can figure it out if the DM wants them to get XP for their actions because they're evil characters, versus their actions because they're good characters. The XP is modified. So that's an interesting point, I guess, really. That the your XP system might be related directly to how good you are. So, yeah. Anyway, further thoughts on the matter. We're basically going down to the, if you've got a whole bunch of murder hobos and you're docking them 50% of their XP because they're just being murder hobos, then maybe you are going to be modifying their behavior. And that was where my thought was sort of going. I know it's probably discussed quite a bit before. It's just something that popped into my head from reading Dungeon Nag last night. So I'll leave you with that. Catch you next time.